The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast,
where we podcast baby lambs.
Yeah. On today's episode, we're going to have Rebel Rouser and Computer.
Wow. Those are my two favorite lambs. You hear them in the background?
I don't know.
Hi, everyone. We are the Baby Lambs podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lisette. Hi.
And we're just two middle 30, early 30-year-old ladies. Not middle 30. We're in our early 30s.
You were in our early 30s, girl. Don't get ahead of yourself, okay?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm in my mind and in my back. I feel like I'm at least 37. But in reality, I'm
not. For sure. That's how I feel in regards to my knees.
God, I just cracked my back right now, just like doing this, like moving my shoulders back, and like it gave me like a minute, like a second of relief, and I know it's just gonna come back in just like five more minutes because
that's where we're at now. For me, if I spend the day cleaning or doing things where I'm like standing all day, the moment I get in the shower, it needs to be hot, and I have to like give my back to the hot water and just let it hit my back. So that it feels a little better.
That sounds terrible. Well, it's almost as bad as when I mopped yesterday.
Okay.
And it was for sure the first time I've mopped probably since March of last year. Not to say my house is disgusting. We're sweepers. We like to sweep and then we just forget. And after a while, our feet started turning black and we're like, I think it's time to mop. So we mopped. I mopped, not we. I'm one person. And you know, my apartment it's a decent size. This isn't the Taj Mahal over here. This isn't the House of Windsor. So when I finished mopping, you know, you mop strategically, right? You mop so that you end up like on the couch so that, you know, the floor can dry. And by the time I made it to the couch, mind you, it takes me a solid 7 minutes to mop this. I sat on the couch and I just felt my heart going and just sweat. Pouring. I felt like, and now that my hair is purple and like stains everything, I'm like, I'm for sure
just purple all the way down.
It's just, what's his name? I'm just like Rudy Giuliani-ing right now on my couch. Oh my God. It was embarrassing. I was concerned for my health. I guess I should be, but
that's a rough one.
That was rough.
Every time I mop, I'm like, you know, you get into it, you've been mopping for like 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I gotta get up. And you get up and you're like, oh, wow.
Backbreaking work. It is.
Yep.
As I was mopping, all I could think of was, man, like when you go to like hospitals or hotels and stuff, like people mop like every like 6 hours or something. Well, not at hospitals. Hospitals, I think, is more frequent, but whatever.
Yeah.
But like there's a lot of mopping. And like, we need to treat people who mop a lot more respect.
Yep. Listen, it does not surprise me as to why my mom has a bad back.
I know that they have to be, there's like ergonomic tools and such for like sweeping and mopping. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I guess maybe they're taller. I don't know. I don't know how you could possibly. I don't know. The point is, I'm Ashley, and this is Lisette, and this is exactly what our podcast is.
Yep.
This is what it is.
just us talking about how being in your 30s is a great time, but you start realizing where your body starts to fail you.
Mm-hmm. We also talk about other things. We do, we play video games. We play tabletop games. Mm-hmm. We play role-playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk a lot of shit. That's it. Yeah. That's really what the whole podcast is.
That's where we excel.
Yeah. We excel at just talking about nothing.
Yeah. We're basically the Seinfeld of podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Hey! Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And just like Seinfeld, we're going to be on like a hair longer than we need to be.
Every time. And you know what? Welcome for the ride, you guys.
Yeah.
As I wrote in today's post, you know, we're just a couple of aunts trying to like make sure that you're happy. You're doing okay. Mm-hmm. Do you need $5? Cool. So do we.
Mm-hmm. You know? Share the wealth.
Yeah.
I need to buy milk.
Yeah. And you know, non-dairy milk.
Yeah, no. We're past the age where lactose can enter our bodies without exiting quickly.
Immediately and without reproach.
It doesn't pass go and collect $200. There's
it goes straight to jail.
Just straight to jail. I always think of that the Parks and Rec
Fred Armisen.
Yeah, you overcook fish, straight to jail. Undercook fish, straight to jail.
Yeah.
It's the under over law.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so what happened this week?
President Trump got impeached for a second time.
Yes, that did happen. Yeah. As a result of, I'm sure if you haven't listened to any of our episodes before, you can certainly listen to our reaction to the Capitol
breach, attack, the insurrection, domestic terrorists trying to take over a federal building.
Mm-hmm.
So many things.
All of those feelings that we have are very loudly displayed on that episode. You don't even remember what I said, if I'm honest. I just feel like we just yelled for 2 hours and said, looks like it's an episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Mm-hmm. It was and it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you now, know what?
Yeah.
It's doing well. Like, people have been messaging us. We've been talking about it. We all have a lot of feelings. Mm-hmm. So this week, the House presented a bill, or rather presented articles for impeachment, and they voted like, yes. But before we continue to talk about the good stuff, there's still 197 representatives that were like, this is a time for unity.
Okay.
This is a time for us to say, hey, we're all at fault. The representatives from Florida, to no surprise, were like, let's not forget how BLM was blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of them gave this like super inflamed, like broed out speech, and I was like, Florida, go home, you're drunk, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not gonna have it. Like, the fact that they keep trying to compare apples to steaks,
I have no idea.
Listen,
no one is taking away from the fact that like what happened and what has happened in the past year overall, like, you know, we've been really outspoken here about how we feel about Black Lives Matter. We support the efforts to defund and refund other social services besides the police, and we do believe that Black Lives Matter and they should be brought to the top here.
At the bare minimum, be treated with dignity and respect like everybody else. Yeah, just like the bare minimum of things that we're asking for.
They deserve humanity.
Yeah, like, stop with the racial profiling. If you see a black man coming toward you as you're opening a door, maybe hold it open instead of clutching for your purse. You know, like, let's treat each other with respect. So, like, in terms of the things that the right had to say during, what was it? Wednesday's vote, where they're like, you know, this, that, the other. And it's like, well, people were just fighting for their right to be treated as human beings. And the president threw a temper tantrum, which had people try to overthrow the government. So again, I don't see the correlation here.
It's like apples to, I wouldn't say, fruit can be compared, as we learned, Little Dickie told us. Yeah. It's really more, I would say, like, what, apples to those wooden balls that you put in bowls on top of your coffee table, maybe? Like, yeah. They're both round, but, like, really?
You can,
like,
eat one and not the other?
Yeah, you're gonna, Biden, you know what? Not Biden. bite into my wooden balls. Yeah, it's just a lot of bullshit. But the truth is, like, it's despicable to really try to stand behind these actions as an American. And I mean, we can go on and on. We can make this a part two of the things we don't understand. But yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, there are still plenty of Republicans who swear that no, I mean, like, what happened, songed? Like, what it felt like was that the representatives were like, look, like, this was our bad, you know, it sucked. Like, nobody wants to have things broken or stolen. And, like, it is a federal building and, like, people felt unsafe or whatever. But, like, this doesn't mean we need to impeach the president, bro. Like, that's how I feel
the conversation. My favorite, there was someone that was like, one of the representatives is like, he asked people to be safe. He tweeted that we can do better. And this and that, I'm like, but he didn't say the words. Y'all need to pack up and go home. This is, like, super disrespectful. This is not what I stand for. This, that, the other. And even as these people were giving these, like, these little speeches in La Plaza de la Revolución, he released a memo and was like, you guys need to protest peacefully. We cannot be like the other people.
Right.
XYZ. Right. And I'm like, why can't you just be like, hey, Biden won. Just don't. Thanks. Night night.
XOXO.
Gossip Girl, you know?
I don't know.
No, nothing. Nothing. So, like, him getting impeached for a second time yesterday, which is beautiful.
Yeah, it was like watching a ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the lovely dance.
Oh, it's like the Sugar Plum Fairy Dance. And the Nutcracker. Beautiful. That's what it felt like, honestly, watching it.
Coordinated efforts. Just beautiful, like, unthinkable things.
Yeah.
You know, there were these reports that have come out about, like, what he was up to during the moments that the crowd was coming into the Capitol. And apparently there were, like, a lot of his aides were like, President Trump, we gotta, like, say something. We gotta send the National Guard. Like, people are scared. People are screaming. Like, we need it. And he could not be pulled away from the television because he was too busy watching it all happen over the news to actually react.
Like a fucking child.
He literally was just sitting there just, like, watching the world burn. Like, he just, like, I'm here to watch the world burn. And then all of these assholes are sitting here like, we shouldn't impeach him. But look, I get that their argument, for the most part, besides the bullshit argument of, like, they had their own minds and just decided to run into the Capitol. Like, we can't put that on one person, whatever. Sure. The other argument is that if impeaching him a second time, it would just further divide the country and starts a civil war, because now we're kind of vilifying.
All of this hasn't been a cause for that. Okay.
Absolutely. It's, I mean, look, the reason for impeachment is because I don't want my, like, the way that everybody's like, I don't want my tax dollars going to abortion or whatever the fuck argument the conservatives want to make. I don't want my tax dollars to go to his retirement. He doesn't need my money. He doesn't deserve my money because he tried to, because yes, he incited a fucking riot that was, that it's like he asked people to run into my house.
Yep.
And like break shit, because that's supposed to be our house, right? The Capitol, all those federal buildings, those are our buildings. And that doesn't mean that we have the right to run into them and break shit any more so than I have. And just like the bank doesn't, if the bank owns my house, they don't have a right to just come over here and break my glass. As long as I'm paying, I have the right to safety and shit. Just like as long as we have civil servants, whether we agree with them or not, they have the right to be in there and doing their job.
And that's why you vote them in and vote them out.
Right. So that's what really drives me nuts. I get like the Civil War, truth be told, is going, it feels like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to happen because he didn't win, not just because he's been impeached.
Yeah.
But the truth is that we need him to be impeached so he doesn't run again.
That's 100%. That and like, I really don't want my tax dollars to keep going to him. But my favorite is like how they, all of the Republican Congress people were like, you, like how you were saying like, oh, you're using like this one moment, this at the other, like they've been great every other time. And I'm like, are we going to forget how they ran the Biden bus off the road? Mm-hmm. Are we going to forget the car rallies that have halted traffic for fucking hours in the city, especially.
Mm-hmm. Or when they ran over peaceful protesters?
When they ran over peaceful protesters, when they've incited multiple fights and causes for protests. When you've been walking down whatever road and like trying to have your own type of sidewalk rally and they want to spit at you.
Mm-hmm.
Or be violent in any way they can. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. This was the one time. Sure.
Or even here in Tropical Park. If you were one of the like six people, because during the election, during like the election madness, when there were, because there's still people out there next to like La Calle 40 on Bird Road. And they're here waving their stupid banderas. And during the time of the election, you had like six or seven brave Biden supporters who stood over there with their little Biden flag saying, please just vote anyone else. But you know what? This guy's on the flag. Please vote him. And those people got all sorts of shit from the people down the block with their 12 things and all the people with the trucks and their Trump banners that were literally running people off the road looking to see what bumper sticker you had and whatever. We all forget.
Mm-hmm.
We all forget. But no, the liberals are the dangerous ones, because we do this. Like, we wanted to break into Target. Like,
okay.
I'm not saying either of them is great. Not saying people
should. No, like,
but when you feel a feeling about injustice done to humans, you do it. Don't tell me that you feel an injustice because the count didn't go in the direction
you wanted. Exactly. You're throwing a tantrum at the end of the day. Like,
that's all it is.
Sorry that the process that we have did not sway your way this one time.
Mm-hmm. No, and remember when, like, when people were giving us a hard time when Trump won in 2016, and we decided that we all, like, that's when the women's marches happened and whatever, and we all, like, were having, like, we're like, fuck
our
this,
moment.
We're gonna walk the streets, and people were dropping bottles on us from, like, we're talking, like, skyscrapers, okay, in downtown Miami, and that was a peaceful protest. Nobody was trying to fight nobody. We just wanted to rally together and maybe stop traffic for a little bit and just walk so that we could feel like we were doing something, so we can get something out of us. And then like fucking, and that became a thing people were doing, but not everybody was out there fucking. We didn't run into Tallahassee, whatever. The point of the matter is that he's been impeached. Now, what that means really is left to be said, because Senate isn't in session.
Yeah, they go in session next week. And then at that point, they have to vote to hear the proceedings. Really,
they would have to vote immediately to determine whether he's actually pulled out of office the day before the inauguration and whether that's worth it or not to them.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't care about removing him from office like 7 days before. What I care about is everything else, right? Like, so, yeah. This whole process going through and, like, full, like, the impeachment being approved by the Senate and all of this basically means that all of these rights that he would get post-presidency are gone. Mm-hmm. That he cannot run a second time ever again. Mm-mm. Like, ever. And that's what I want. I want him to be used as a fucking example as to what happens when you try to overthrow the fucking country.
Yeah. Yeah. As he should. Mm-hmm. And all of these angry Cubans should feel that way.
Yeah. No, I have even more to say about my my compatriotas. Back home, God forbid you say the word patriot, but here all of a sudden everybody's a fucking patriot. Mm-hmm. But you're a communist if you say it in regards to Cuba. Okay. Thank you. You did so well. Oh, look, one thing. So in that dinner that I went to like 2 months ago, where everybody there was a Trump supporter and they wanted to like talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. One of the things I said, I'm like, what I'm seeing and what I'm fearful of is that at some point, the straw that broke the camel's back is going to happen. And what happened in Cuba is going to happen here. People are going to go to DC and they're going to try to overthrow the fucking government. They're like, no, it's not the same thing. Like, you know, like people have a right to be angry, but you know, like that's not going to happen, Lisa. Like, you know, why, like, what are you seeing? And I'm like, I'm seeing that there's a lot of people that feel a certain way and that feel that they are so entitled to this country that anyone else having equal rights to theirs is an infringement on their rights. And if Biden wins the election, because at that point it was us finding out. If Biden wins the election, I have a feeling that one, Trump is not going to take it lightly. Mm-hmm. And two, people are going to go out into the streets and it's going to be Cuba. And I'm like, I already left this shit one time. And I'm not going to leave it. I'm not going to, and I said it there, I'm like, I'm not going to do like what some of you or like your grandparents did that picked up and left and everybody else had to like deal with it. Mm-hmm. And what happened, Ashley?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, everybody took the results very calmly.
Very calmly, you know, it was as clear as day that Biden won and we haven't had an insurrection. We haven't had like, recount after recount after recount.
The president, no federal judges have been involved in this process.
Yeah, none.
There's been no suing. No one has you know been further fired or quit. You know, the White mm-hmm. House staff since like
the armed forces haven't had to send a joint statement mm-hmm. saying that they're not planning to have a military coup happen. You know, mm-hmm. and. Because I'm trying to preserve what little mental health I have left, I haven't messaged them to be like, so what do you have to say about recent events? Because
you should just ask them.
I'm right.
So how do your farts smell? Tell me, what did you have for dinner today? How does it smell? You just sitting in your own farts?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I for the last few years I've been trying to do a really good job like not echo chambering my shit because I know how important it is to have opposing opinions and stuff like that and you know around you. I think it is important in most like scenarios, kind of like you know communism on paper sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
But
then you get human ego involved
and there's only so much you can disagree and ignore a person for and I just I do really wonder how, because a lot of those people in my life have been decidedly silent and they should remain that way. Because yeah, really what they're waiting for is for some shoe to drop on Biden's attempt of anything. And they're going to try to throw that about. But right now they're quiet because they know this is a big deal and they can't say shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. They can feel disgraced or whatever, but the truth is there a lot of them aren't going to agree to that. They're just all patiently waiting for Biden to do anything. For Biden to
trip on the steps or and then be like, You see?
You see, fuck you, all of the Democrats are fucking idiots. Like, and then we're gonna be like, we didn't forget, bro.
Like that time that Obama wore a khaki suit.
Oh my God.
And everybody like flipped their shit. They were like, bro, did this man just show up here in a khaki suit? And I'm here like, he looks fly as hell though. Like, you know, he looks good. Like,
leave when Michelle Obama didn't cover her arms.
She showed her arms.
Did they go ahead? Her strong, sculpted, beautiful arms.
Yep. And I'm here like, she should have shown them more. Those are arms you look up to.
those are the arms of America.
Yeah. We should protect them. No, I remember like I was talking to someone that's like pro-Trump, right? And they went on this like, because Obama, da, 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Obama did do a lot of bad stuff and all these different things, and I personally held them accountable. I can't speak for other people, but I did. You know, like, what the fuck? And they're like, you are the first person to say that, like, he fucked up. Can I, like, record you? And I go, there's no need. I'm pretty sure that if you have enough common sense, you can acknowledge when the person you voted for should either be A, voted out, or B, held accountable.
Or surprise, surprise, both?
Yeah, like, it's not, ¿por qué no los dos? That's true.
I mean, look, I'm whatever. It's at this point, it's water under the bridge.
Yeah,
that's not really. It's the water is still very much at the bridge.
No.
The water's flooded the bridge.
The bridge has not come out. It's very much a moat right now,
dude. You know what it is? It's like. So I just finished. I just finished Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I finished it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what it is? It's like. Well, it's like any Tomb Raider game where, like, there's just too much underwater shit. Too much underwater shit. That's how it feels right now, where you're like in a tomb and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll keep an eye out for some traps and you know, I'll roll around and like whatever, find some skulls. And then all of a sudden you see like a little like pool of water and you know, fuck, I'm gonna have to go into that fucking pool of water right now. And then you're like, whatever, you get to another part of the tomb and then you pull on a lever and all of a sudden everything starts to flood. And then you're like, fuck, why is everything water? That's how it feels right now. Everything just feels like water and you're like, it's dry for a little bit. And then somebody pulls the lever and now we all have to swim the fuck out and find pockets of air. Weird analogy. Yes.
Yes. But does it make
no.
And does it make sense? Also, yes.
It does. It does to me and to you. So whatever. The point is, the water levels are the worst. Why are there so many?
I don't know. You're the water sign here.
I hate anything water level. I hate Mario water levels. I hate Donkey Kong water levels. I hate Tomb Raider water. I hate them all. Why do we need to have water levels? You know what they had in this game? I don't know if they had it in previous games. In this game, they had like fucking like Ursula's like children. You know how like Ursula like turned everybody into like a weird weed. There's a bunch of these stupid little weird weeds and you have to hide in them or else a moray eel will come and try to kill you.
No.
Or, God forbid, there's the barracudas see you. And if the barracudas see you, you're dead because they just eat you. And then you like jump up onto a platform and guess what? The fucking barracudas are still stuck to you.
Yeah.
Eating you as you're just trying to fucking.
I have to say, Tomb Raider is the epitome of how many ways can we kill this sexy lady?
There's so many ways.
Everything kills you. Everything kills you. Like, you are literally minding your own business. You haven't had to fight anything for like 2 minutes. You've just been walking and then boom, you're impaled. And you're like, how did I get impaled?
Impaled in every way, like through the neck, in the back,
through the vagina,
through the vision. It's just, why does it always have to be an impaling? Like, sometimes you're lucky to just fall into the abyss. Sometimes you're lucky, oh, I guess. But most of the time you feel like, oh, they're just going to fall me into the abyss. Like, I'm just going to fall into the abyss. And no, somehow there's spikes there. And that's how it ends. Just you.
And then, like, the gurgling. No, my favorite. Gross. So I played Tomb Raider, the first last one that came of this one that came out. Mm-hmm. But I played it right after Uncharted: The Thief's End. Yeah, I played them like back to back. And I remember feeling like, how is it that Drake, like for Uncharted, there is no physics. There's no gravity. There's just kind of like, no matter how you run in, like trying to run from one cliff to another, you always make it. It is rare where the game is like, and now you die.
No, and every time you do, and then when you die as Drake, someone's always yelling your name.
Drake!
When you die as Drake, it's like, Drake, Drake. But for when you're dying as Lara Croft, you die alone. No one cares where you've been,
and everything kills you. Everything. Like, yo, this bitch is out here solving puzzles by herself. Like in that first one, where she's like, she had just been hung up like a pig to fucking sent to slaughter, gets impaled in the stomach, comes down crawling for her life, and like even crawling, there's a stick that comes out and it's like, boom, you're impaled again. Yeah. In the neck. I remember feeling like, we really hate women. Like, this woman is doing the most. She's doing the most. She's solving puzzles by herself. She's hurt and still jumping from one place to the other. I imagine that at some point she got her period, so now she's battling cramps.
That's where the barracudas came in. How they came.
Yeah. Sure. The water levels suck. In the second one, you're like, it's supposed to be cold and you have to look for a coat. And mind you, she's like in these coochie cutter fucking pants, like those, the rainbow ones that like the zipper is like tiny, is like 2 inches. And like a tank top with her titties out basically. And she's like, I'm not even cold. And then all of a sudden she sees someone and she's like, I'm cold now. And then that person gets impaled and dies. But in the meantime, you got impaled like 30 times.
No, of course.
It's just, I love the game. Like, the games are fun.
They're so fun. And at the end, you really are like, you are the most badass character ever. And like, and as much as I love Drake, and I do, the truth is that like, what's great about Lara Croft is that she's not charming.
Yeah.
Lara Croft, she's pretty. And by many definitions, a very attractive woman, especially in the beginning games, you know, where everybody just made her tits and ass.
Yeah.
Which in this game, you can just change her to be those versions. You can change her to be Angel of Darkness or from Tomb Raider 1 and 2. But I didn't do that because, like, graphics. Like, I don't need to live this life. I don't need to see these blocky boobs right now.
Yeah.
But she isn't charming. She isn't here trying to make jokes. She's literally here to, like, on occasion she'll help like people do shit, you know, and like she's just focused on her goals and like you have to give it to her. She's like 5'4",
yep,
up against like fucking Aztecian gods,
yep,
just trying to like not let the sun die, you know,
by herself.
She got one friend in the game. One friend. His name is Jonah. Jonah is like a Samoan cook. So he doesn't help you. He's just a nice guy. He's just a nice Samoan guy. Pero he doesn't offer you help on any puzzles. He doesn't help defend. He doesn't know. He just never uses a gun. Like, he's not here. He's here to be just like this, like fucking Maui.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
How like life, a woman in life alone.
You know what else happens in the game? I'm not gonna, this isn't gonna give away anything, but you
get into like 8 years old. It's fine.
Is it? I don't know. No, it came out last year.
Yeah, Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
2019, I think.
It's been 2 years. It's fine.
Pero in the game, Jonah, you go to Cozumel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you go to Cozumel, you don't see any of the signs. And she has one beer, and while she's drinking that one beer, she's like,
she got impaled.
For fucking shit.
She got impaled. The glass broke randomly, and she got impaled.
But you meet a woman, and the woman is like, she's like the mayor of Cozumel, I guess. But she's like chill, you know, she's got her button down shirt. She's honestly, they drew her up to be a little butch.
Mm.
So in my head, I'm like, oh man, wouldn't it be great if they made like a little like pseudo like soft relationship here? There's a few like female characters in this game.
Okay.
There's like another like female queen, like fucking badass warrior that you work with, whatever. The point is that you meet this girl and she's very butch. And in the game, I'm here like, oh, this would be great. It would be really great if Jonah tries to hit on her and she's like, nah, man, you're not my type. That's what I wanted to happen. That's really what I wanted to happen. Do you think that happened though?
Not at all.
No.
No,
of course, I had to fall in love.
We gotta maintain the mystique.
Laura's like, I'm gonna go find these Crips, and he's like, I'm gonna stay behind and like take a break. And it's like, take a break from what, Jonah? You and I both fell out of the same plane.
Cooking.
Whatever. It's just. Nobody yells Lara's name when she dies, except when you're Drake fucking whatever, Drake.
Like, no one's around you. You're playing Uncharted. No one is around you in the game. You die. Sully comes out of somewhere going, Drake!
Yeah. Nobody cares about Drake. Nobody cares about Lara.
No one. You know what would be great? You know what would be fun? If they did like a mashup. They got Drake and Lara. And now they have to like solve a puzzle and like work together to do the thing. I'm like, why can't they exist in the same fucking universe?
You know, that's a really good question. Why couldn't they exist in the same universe? But like, you know why? Because then they would have to fight over who would be the one to solve the puzzles or shoot the people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
who controls the player? And what player in the story, like if you're playing, because both of those are one player games.
Yeah.
If you were that one player, like who solves the puzzle? Is it Drake or is it Lara?
Let's be real. It doesn't matter. It's you.
Yeah. Whatever skin we wore that day.
This is solves the puzzle. I don't know. I feel like it could be fun. Or maybe just a great excuse to do like a two player version.
I'm totally cool with that. I mean, I love that adventure genre is like, I'm all for it. It just feels cool, you know? You do so much traveling.
Yep.
Even when you're not. You know what I love about us?
What?
We come on to these episodes and we never really know what we're going to talk about. We come on here and we have a vague idea of like, yeah, I guess we could talk about that. And then we spend the first like 30 minutes talking about old age.
Yep.
And Tomb Raider. And it's just so fulfilling.
What else is there to talk about? Because we already talked about the impeachment halfway.
We did. We definitely covered the impeachment. That did happen.
At some point, we're going to talk about Florida.
There's so many Florida stories. I'm excited to hear yours, and you're gonna hear like seven from me because this whole page is just anarchy.
Oh my god,
it's so good, and they're all from like the last 2 weeks. What is going on? You know why? It got a little cold in the cold weather, and everybody like we can't have anything here. If it's too hot, everybody fucking eats each other's faces, and like. But if it's too cold, once the iguanas start falling from the trees, everybody loses their mind again. It has to be like 76 degrees all the time for people to sort of be normal.
Florida makes no sense. We should just be our own country.
No, because then we have to be with the rest of the people from Florida.
we're all ready with the rest of the people from Florida.
Stop it. No, we're different and cool. We're the cool moms. We're not like the regular moms. No.
We're the party moms.
I was, oh my God, I was talking to, so you know how me and Gabe love 90 Day Fiance.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
You didn't know? Mm-hmm. If anybody doesn't know, I love 90 Day Fiance. Gabe and I watch it religiously every week. It's like, yep. It's a thing, you know, like people used to do for friends. That's what we do for 90 Day Fiance. And I don't drag him to do it either. He puts that shit up himself.
Listen, yeah.
He sit down.
I was there on Sunday night and he, like, we were all chatting, whatever, and I just see him, like, getting up, getting this, getting that. Next thing I know, he had, like, hooked up the TV to the laptop so that he could stream 90 Day Fiancé on the TV. He sat down, played with the Switch for a little bit, and the moment it got started, he was like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. That's our, no. There's so much shame when we do it, too. We always feel so bad that we do it, but every week, we're, like,
glued. Why do whatever. You feel bad?
You know, because everybody makes fun of it and everybody loves it. I know it's a guilty pleasure a lot of people have.
Listen, this is how I feel. If millions of people watch something, no matter how bad it is, it shouldn't be a guilty pleasure. That is mainstream media.
It is.
It is part of our culture.
And you know what it is? People, when you talk to a person and they reveal that they watch 90 Day Fiance, like, everybody understands. Like, all of the 90 Day Fiance fans, like, we all get each other. We all hate and love the same people. Like, everybody has watched every season. And then we watched all of the fucking, like, yep. spinoffs, the Happily Ever Afters, the 90, before the 90 Days.
That's my favorite. Like, those of you that are really in it, you're watching everything. And guys, let me tell you, 90 Day Fiance has like 5 different spin-off shows, like 90 Day mm-hmm. The Other Way, Before the 90 Days, Pillow mm-hmm. Talk, something yep. else, something else, something else.
And now they started a new one that's on, so they just so Discovery Plus, then their streaming service is just launched, and on Discovery Plus we don't have it because not yet. So
it's a matter of time.
It's just a matter. Basically, what they have is like the Talking Dead. Mm-hmm. They have like a version of like the 90 Day, like after the show talk, and it's led by the woman, Shauna, whatever. She's the same woman that does all of the reunions. Whatever the reunion episodes. Yeah. And theirs, when they get like super raunchy, they talk about like all of the nasty shit. And
that's what I
want to
hear.
TLC does such a great job teasing and editing these fucking shows. Like, it makes me angry. Like, they lead you one way and then they like pull back and then you're like, oh fuck, I've been waiting for 2 weeks to figure out what this scene was about, and all you're telling me is that she doesn't like to wear blue shirts. That's what you need to tell me.
What do you mean she doesn't like to wear blue shirts?
And here I thought that she was for sure strangling that cat. For sure that she was strangling that cat from the editing. But no, whatever. The point is, and there was a point to this, there's a couple on there who is, the girl is from Tampa and the guy is from Moldova.
Oh, that couple.
You've seen them before.
Yeah.
They are not my favorite couple. They both equally suck in different stupid, sucky ways. And Gabe sends me like 90 Day memes all day long. And that girl, the mama or the wife on that show, she's also a mom. They have a kid. She was talking a lot of shit about another woman on the show. A woman that I also don't like, but like, whatever, at least she knows who she is. You know what I mean? Like, I she's, you know, a little more outspoken. She got these big old boobies.
I love it.
And she got some great work done on her face. She's living in Vegas, like living her best Brazilian life. Like,
yes. Oh, talking, Larissa.
Larissa. She was talking shit about Larissa. You know why? Because Larissa, not too long ago, got kicked off of 90 Day Fiancé. TLC closed her contract with them closed their contract with her because she opened up an OnlyFans.
That's so rude.
It is super rude and totally like there's some other shit there I don't understand.
Because Colt was gonna be such a great husband. Okay.
No. How about Colt also has a fucking OnlyFans?
Did he get kicked out?
That remains to be seen. Anyway.
TLC, let me call you out for a minute.
Right, like TLC does some fucked up shit. I don't know where they're at with Colt, because Colt, I would rather not care. I don't care to watch him.
Okay, well, I'm not far enough in the season to know.
You should watch it.
I am. Don't worry. I've had a busy couple of days. Don't worry. I'm so
sorry. But anyway, so this girl from Tampa, like a while back, I think it was like on Pillow Talk or one of the other ones, was talking all this shit about like how slutty Larissa is, and was like, oh God, like she has kids, like she should be more whatever.
Oh, she should be a mom.
No, a bunch of like, who fucking, first of all, who asked you? And number two, like, look at, just because you're in some shitty relationship with your husband that you swear, like, I don't know how good that dick has to be in order to put up with all of that fucking macho bullshit, but or whatever. All I could think of was Tampa is trash, because she came out with some pictures, and it's pictures. Look, I'm going to show you because we're on camera. She has a picture where she's like, it's like Christmas time. She's next to a tree, and it's literally her. Todo culo. It's just butt, like bare ass. And then here in the crack, she has some like fucking tag on her crack. So like it couldn't be demonetized, or maybe it was. The point is it couldn't be like removed because her crack was invisible. Like it's her little white ass, and the crack is covered with a like some tag, like somebody tagged a, I don't know. And what? I'm here like espera, pero Larissa can't have an OnlyFans that people paid to watch her on. Pero tú puedes estar aquí en el Instagram, two slides away from your baby, holding a fucking stocking for Christmas. Pero tú tienes todo tu culo allá. And then she was playing some song. It was super tacky. And it's not to say, like, look, she's a good-looking girl and she could do whatever she wants. But, like, do you smell the hypocrisy in the air? And then I remember, she's from Tampa. And that's why we cannot secede from the country. Because if I'm stuck on an island with Tampa, I'm gonna have a conniption.
Well, you also know how I feel about Tampa. But I just want to say, TLC, shame on you, girl. Your racism is showing. Because at the end of the day, La Elizabeth is a white woman from Tampa. Mm. Y La Larissa is a woman from a small-ass town in rural-ass Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Who be brown.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to get that shit together. And I hope that Larissa finds herself some valid representation.
I hope so. I'm sure she's doing fine. If anything, she's probably making more money on OnlyFans than she was on TLC, because the problem with TLC 90 Day Fiancé, as far as I understand, is that you can't, like, the people who come, the foreigners, if you will, mm-hmm. don't make the money from the show. They don't have to get paid. The people who get paid are the Americans.
You mean the people they married?
Yes. The Americans are the ones who get paid. They get paid like $1,000 an episode or something stupid. But it's up to them to give that money over to their, you know, partner or whomever. So I'm pretty sure that even with all of the iterations that all of them have been on, that she's probably making much more money doing whatever she's doing on OnlyFans. And like, whatever, more power to her, whatever. Use, and I'm not gonna lie, her boobs look great.
I haven't
seen them naked. But they look great. She just got them done. And like, I hated to admit it. Like, the work was good. And I was here like, damn. Like,
good for her.
Good for her, bro.
No, like, I
hate her, Elizabeth.
Yesterday, right? Last night when I was over there and I was saying bye to everybody, I was still talking with Gabe and Omar. And we were talking, Gabe started asking me about the season that I'm watching. So we were talking about it, whatever. And he's like, oh, is there anyone that like you hate right now? And I go, honestly, it's chaotic enough at this moment. I'm not even like really at episode 2.
That's fine.
But I'm like, nothing has happened to where I feel that I outright hate anyone, because I like the chaos. The chaos is what keeps me going. It's not really until the end of a season where I'm like, oh, these people suck. Unless like halfway through or whatever, there's like a big blowout and you really get to see people's colors, whatever. But in season 5, where I'm at right now, if there is one person that I can say from the beginning that I dislike, is Jonathan. I fucking hate Jonathan. Jonathan is a predator.
Yeah.
100% a predator. Yeah. And like, it's all fun and games because he, as a white passing Latino man, went to Mexico on a boys trip or whatever the fuck, like at this point it's been what, like 7 years, met a 17-year-old girl, started hooking up with her, and decided to bring her once she was 18.
Exactly what happened.
Jonathan was, for those of you that don't know, he was 30 when he met her. She was 17. Okay. Oh. That means to tell me que Jonathan es un pujo tan grande. Not a woman his own age cannot deal with that shit.
Well, even it's and if you should continue.
Oh, I am. I'm super. I'm invested.
It only gets worse. Truth be told, that season is probably one of the better. It's probably one of the best seasons ever.
I can't wait. It's gonna be so chaotic. It's perfect. It's honestly, it's a perfect season. It's what I've been wanting this whole time. It's gonna be great. And I have 2 more after this one. That's free on Hulu. I really hope that like at the end of it, it comes out that him and Fernanda like got divorced. Cause I hate him. I hear that she's not an easy pill to swallow either or whatever, but at the end of the day, he's 33, she's 19.
No, absolutely. It's neither of them are good people, really. I mean, not to, but you know, but Fernanda is also a child. And at the time that you're getting to know her, you're getting to like, as women who were once that age, you don't think logically, naturally all the time. Things come with life experience.
Absolutely.
And he has a lot of life experience and still makes a lot of poor choices, whereas she's being judged for making or having reactions and making decisions based on her first interactions with them and in a foreign country. So there's a lot of things you have to keep in mind when it's happening, but you don't really care for either of them.
And as a teenager, she is entering this season as a teenager. That girl has just turned 19. So I'm talking to Gabe about this or whatever, and he's like, oh, but she's not easy either. And I go, you're right. But at the end of the day, Jonathan had a high school experience.
He went to college.
Had college experience, minor league baseball experience, has had a whole ass career for the past 10 years, owns a house, and gets to like bring this young woman into the States. I guess he's assuming that he's going to bring her and they're going to be this beautiful couple throughout North Carolina. And, you know, she's going to do and wear whatever he wants her to wear because he bought her titties. So I'm like, so at the end of the day, if she comes into his house and starts to break a ton of shit, I'm going to say, you should have known better. She's 19, you're 33. I don't know what, I don't think that at any point I'm really going to feel so bad for Jonathan.
No. And I would recommend too that you, when you finish the season, when you finish their story on 90 Day Fiancé, there are additional episodes that were released during COVID and it follows Fernanda. There's one, like they had like 5 episodes that they released and then every episode had like 2 former 90 Day Fiancé people and they were all reacting to what was going on in like early COVID.
Got it.
So you do see like where she's at and what's up with her after the fact.
Okay.
But let me tell you though, that Gabe has been like slyly asking me like, so is this going to be like a weekly thing?
I can come over here,
but he's here like rolling his eyes.
Like, I don't want it, but tell
like, me. I don't want it, but like, I guess I'll make corn on the cob. you know, like he's like, and then now that Sasha's moving nearby, he's yeah. like all the time now because like,
oh,
I mean, I guess, sure, but
yeah, don't worry, because I was gonna ask you if I can go over, because I'm also invested in the season you're watching, because I want to see them. Good. Yes, but I also want to see them enter COVID and be like, wow, it really was that bad. I mean, it still is. It still is. That early panic.
Whew, no, Chile. And last season, they did touch a little bit. There's a couple that they really went through like the COVID thing in India, where the American moved to India for like the third time. They have a whole other issue, that couple. But she's in her 60s and he's in his 30s. And she for sure can't catch COVID because she's in that, you know, bracket. Mm. But it's India. And in India, you know, there's a lot. You've been there. There's yeah. a lot of people. They do follow the regulations, but their regulations are very strict too. Like yeah. kind of like you know, Cuba is where they like.
Yeah,
sections and people couldn't leave.
But there's just so many people in India that like there's spaces where you think like people can't live here, and yes, absolutely, families live there. Yeah. And I don't mean that in like a terrible way. It's just the infrastructure is nowhere near where it needs to be for everyone to have like a literal four wall home space.
Yeah,
you know. So people live on the streets, and it's very common to see a bunch of people in the streets. So the moment that COVID started happening, I kept thinking about that. Like,
yeah,
how's it going in places where there's literally people everywhere, and like homes as we know them aren't as easily attainable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's tough. Honestly, that's what it's, look, there's a lot to be said about the United States. We suck in terms of COVID. We suck in terms of other things. And yeah, there's the argument about like our freedoms and we're lucky to have them and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that America is the greatest country in the world, but for many it is. And the truth is the reason that COVID has run rampant is really because of our own selfishness. It's yeah. not because it was, it's not like we could have avoided this, which yeah. is what makes it worse. It's harder to avoid.
Yeah. So it's a lack of leadership, a lack of people wanting to step up to the plate and telling people what, you know, what you need to do. And at the end of the day, like you caring, like you go, if you go to church, no matter what church you go to, they always tell you community is key. Love thy neighbor, take care of your neighbor, like XYZ. And a bunch of these people that are like up in arms and believe that it's a hoax and all these different things are the same people that love to push the Bible.
Yeah.
Whatever Bible they're reading is the one they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here like, bro, if the Satanists can come out and be like, we need to take care of each other because this COVID shit is real. You cannot tell me you're a church going lady.
It's true. You can't.
But anyway, I'm having a great time on 90 Day Fiancé. I'm going to continue. I'm highly invested in these shitty couples. I have a feeling we're going to keep talking about it as we record more episodes because it just kind of is. And we need some levity to all of the gravity happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are pieces of shit. I can't wait. You want to talk about Florida stories?
Yay!
Florida stories.
So this is a segment that we sometimes do where we look up things that are going on in Florida just for fun, see what's going on, you know.
Why not?
We live here, so we're allowed to make fun of it. Everybody else can make fun of it, but we really can make fun of it because yeah. this is where we've chosen to live.
Yeah. So. But it's also, I feel like it's even funner because while we live in Florida, we don't really experience like these stories in the same way that like the parts of Florida that they're talking about, because we don't have a lot of wilderness, like unless you live right by the Everglades.
Yeah, you could live like super close to the Everglades.
Yeah, but like we don't really see a gator like running through places down here.
No, but they do.
They do. We just
that's why Florida's funny.
Yeah,
because It can happen. Yeah. But anyway. So I'm not going to read full articles, but I will have to, I guess for context, I'm basing this all solely on headlines. The first headline here that I want to point out is Hemingway lookalikes urge mask wearing in Florida Keys. So basically, it's a group of Ernest Hemingway like lookalikes.
Oh, I love those.
Who are trying to promote mask wearing in the Florida Keys. And I just think that that is so wholesome and thoughtful that they're like, they actually have a video. It's five men. They're from the Keys Tourism Council. So the men, a former winner and five regular contestants in Key West's annual Papa Hemingway lookalike contest appear in a short video that debuted on Monday evening on the Keys' social media outlets urging compliance with coronavirus.
Hey, do me a favor though. Can you send me all of the links so I could put it in the
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen any of those competitions?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, you didn't know?
No. I had no idea that was a thing.
I've been in the Keys when they've held those.
Oh, that sounds like such a good time. I mean, what do you need to be? Just white with white hair and a beard?
You don't have to be white. You just have to look like Hemingway.
You have to look, no, actually, you have to be a little red. You have to be a little red.
A little red, yeah.
You have to Everybody look little, in this picture is a little red.
You have to look a little drunk. You have to look like you belong in the Keys at the end of the day, because they're all wearing like a guayabera or some type of like linen shirt. Yeah. Their white beards and their longish white hair. They all kind of look like the guy from Flanagan's. At the end of the day.
Yeah, they do. It's really sweet. But yeah, that's one. Let's see. Here's another one. Inmate. No, that's not that one. Oh, here we go. Florida men robbed graves of veterans because they, quote, have stronger spirits. I'm going to open that one. See what that's about. This was in Mount Dora, and the men were arrested in Polk County after deputies said that they broke into four separate graves and took body parts from each person inside. During the news conference, the detectives served a search warrant in one of their homes and found a shed with a religious shrine and seven skulls. Oh my God, and the pictures. Oh my God, and the pictures. We served a lot of search warrants, but for the first time that I'm aware of, what we found was a Palo Mayombe shrine. Before the men vandalized the grave sites, Judd said that they drank Bacardi rum and spit it out on the ground. Then they would smoke a cigar and then inhale the smoke. The purpose of that was to protect them from the spirits. Three of the four tombs raided belonged to members of the armed forces. Two fought in the Korean War, World War I. One was a Marine and was still wearing the uniform. When asked about why a hero's grave, they said because the spirit is much stronger in a hero than in a normal person. And also, when you have the skull of a hero, the spirit is not only stronger, but can protect you from evil.
Okay, hot take. Hot take. These are a lot of assumptions that these people are making because one, we've come to know that not everybody that goes to fight in a war is a hero. They can commit a lot of war crimes.
Absolutely.
One. Two, anyone can be a hero. Mm-hmm. Just because you put on a uniform does not automatically make you one. That aside, I am very grateful that there are people that are willing to go fight and do all of these things. Great. For sure. Thank you. I'm very appreciative.
Yes.
But this is like a whole type of batshit Florida crazy that I don't know why is happening.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, go if you have one to share.
I'll tell you mine. So mine is Florida emergency chief strongly discourages quote unquote vaccine tourism.
What's that?
So basically, because let's go back to Tampa and Tri-City area. Wait, pause. I just want to say, I don't understand why we need to keep making this assumption that like St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Tampa are different cities because they're all the same. The only thing that splits each of them is a fucking bridge. Every time I tell them, I'm like, oh, because it's in Tampa. They're like, no, it's Clearwater. It's different. And I'm like, listen, we have Coral Gables in here that swears it's its own city, but you're in Miami.
I guess. But it's also like saying that everybody from Miami is always on the beach. Just saying. It's, I get it. And you're right. But it's also like everybody saying like, oh, so you're from South Beach. I'll be like, bitch, I haven't seen South Beach in 3 years.
Who is South Beach? We don't know her. We don't know her, but definitely Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater are one city. Okay. You can't, I'm not going to back down from that one. I'm sorry. All right. So it's basically a story because they really have nothing better to do. It's really a story where some lady was like, I just called to get the vaccine. And it was like really easy to call and get it. Cause she's like, I guess plus older than 65. And like, you know, cause I plan on traveling. So that's basically the whole story, right? Like people that are getting the vaccine to be able to travel. And we know that the vaccine, all it does is it makes you asymptomatic to it, but you can still carry it and pass it on to someone else. Mm. So this is part of the potential problem. But I just love that it's really Florida that always starts the problem.
Yes. Always.
So we already have news stories of our chiefs being like, can we not? Stay put. Wait it out. It's going to be fine. And of course, it's from Tampa.
We're really ranking on Tampa today. I have so much family there.
I have friends in Tampa too. Like,
look, all jokes aside, we're allowed to make fun of each other. They swear they have the best Cuban sandwich. We have to stand our ground here. That's all it is. Let me see. But thank you. That was awesome.
Vaccine tourism.
People were traveling just for vaccines.
Vaccine tourism, baby.
Ooh.
That's how we're gonna make the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay. So this one is called Florida Woman Accused of Screaming Political Profanities, Ringing Bell at 5 a.m. Each Day.
I love us.
Tell me. I'm going to open this one. Neighbors said that they feared for their safety. This is in Brevard County. This isn't far from here. A Florida woman repeatedly harassed her neighbors by screaming profanities related to politicians and ringing a loud bell each day at 5 a.m. This was in Melbourne. Okay, so the deputies had been called to the Pine Lake Drive area of Melbourne 20 times in the past 2 years regarding this woman, including in early December when her neighbors complained. Records show that the woman has lived in the community for the past 2 months, and during that time she experienced constant harassment and verbal attacking. Okay, so let's see. Wilds is the name of the woman. Is accused of getting up at 5 a.m. each morning to scream, fuck you, you fuck, you're a fuck, I don't know, it's just as expletive, and other comments pertaining to Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden. Deputy said that Wilds put signs on her yard that read, fuck you and fuck you, you dumb fuck, teach them to lie, grab them in the pussy like Trump did, and a sign claiming a neighbor was a pedophile. Which she did take down.
Oh my God, I love it.
Oh God, she also started ringing her bell to let people know that Biden had won. there's just so many like parentheses expletive, so I'm just filling it in with fuck because I assume that's always the expletive. But yeah. Good on her, I guess. You go, Linda. Which is her name? Her name is Linda.
Yes, Linda. Oh, wait, really quick, because it made me think of something that made me laugh. So yesterday's vote, one of the representatives that came up to speak was like, because now we're censoring him, and what is this? A dictatorship, a communist country, like all these different things. As she has a mask that says censored while she's speaking on the things that are bothering her, and she is being heard, and she's being asked for her vote so that she can participate in this here democracy. I'm like, there is so much irony here that I don't even know. Anyway, I'm done. Keep going. Tell me more Florida stories.
So this one's called Florida Couple, Puppy, Exit NYC Flight Via Emergency Slide Before Takeoff. So a Delta flight out of New York was halted after a Florida couple traveling with a Great Dane puppy fled the aircraft with the pet using an emergency slide. It says here that the witnesses reported seeing a panicky person, whatever the guy's name is, force open a cabin door and jump out using an emergency chute leading to the runway. He was quickly followed by Grico, who is, I guess, the woman, and the puppy. The puppy's name, for the record, is Rain.
On me.
I asked the gentleman was interviewed, and he said, I asked them 3 or 4 times to let me off. They said that they were stopping the plane, and they never stopped the plane. And I got to the point where I was just feeling dizzy. I didn't even know there was a slot to go down the slide. I just thought it was a regular door. The plane wasn't in move. It wasn't in motion, for the record.
Why?
So I don't know what was going on there. It sounds like he had a panic attack, but they did arrest the couple. And let me see. And all the remaining customers had to get off and were later put on alternative flights.
Bro.
And this happened. This article came out on December 22nd. So these are people flying home for the holidays.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I bet this was amazing for them.
I'm sure this is exactly what they expected. They're like, something like that happened. And I'm going to read you one last one.
Tell me. It better be good, Ashley.
I don't know. I'm really only basing it off of the headline. So let's hope, because this guy's face looks great. And it says, Florida man uses fire extinguisher to dry himself and lands in jail. Let's see how this happened. This is in Tallahassee. A Florida man who wasn't on fire was arrested Tuesday night after police say he sprayed himself with a fire extinguisher in an attempt to dry himself off. Florida State University police found him on the top floor of a parking garage with an extinguisher and covered in powder. His name is David Mann. Mann told police he had been drinking and fell asleep and then fell in water when he woke up. He said he was using the extinguisher to dry himself off. He was charged with interfering with firefighter equipment, a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Wow.
And I love that he was like hanging out at like FSU.
Just chilling.
That's what it says here. He was found by the FSU police, so he had to have been on one of the parking garage roofs. Just drunk, blowing himself with some fire extinguisher.
Wow.
Florida, you never disappoint.
May you stay the same.
The only like Miami-based one that I saw on this list was
don't put us in the same category.
No, it's sweet. It says that Diddy, like as in P. Diddy, formerly Puff Daddy.
Also known as Sean Combs,
provided some COVID-19 relief for a Miami neighborhood. He was handing out cash. So rapper Sean Diddy Combs provided some coronavirus relief in Miami in a Miami neighborhood on Tuesday, handing out $50 bills. He was joined by his children at the event set up by the Overtown neighborhood residents facing economic hardship during the pandemic. Diddy's charitable foundation is also working with music festival and nightlife organizer Michael Gardner and a local group, Teens Exercising Extraordinary Success, to provide rental assistance for 175 families.
Wow.
He wore a mask and a face shield and gloves, and he went through the crowd and handed them money.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So yay for this. That's why the residents of Overtown.
Yeah.
They needed it. And they stood in line. They were waiting. They got gift cards and gift bags with essentials.
Whoa. That's awesome. Yeah. Go Diddy.
Go Diddy, bro. Go Diddy. I'm going to send that to you too.
Wow.
So yeah. Oh, wait. I think I have to find the puppy one and send that to you too. Yeah. Great. Oh, it's so great.
And just like that, we've approached the end of another episode.
But as soon as we start, it's like it ends. Isn't that unbelievable? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I always start with, how much can we talk for an hour? How much? And I'm never surprised at the end, by the time that it's like been an hour and 30 minutes, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Honestly, it's always a pleasure.
We hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. For those of us that have it, have a great MLK holiday.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel inclined, I would say to maybe use that time to reflect and possibly donate to some wonderful causes, especially causes that are fighting for Black lives all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have Inauguration Day coming up. Stay mm-hmm. safe. Don't try to like work up your anger that day or go on Facebook. It's going to be toxic all over the place.
Yeah. So,
you know, preserve your mental health. Absolutely. Don't let your abuelos get under your skin. If your mom wants to talk to you about Layla that like has been talking a bunch of shit on Facebook, be like, mommy, no, not today. No, thank you.
Yeah. Take care of yourselves and still wear masks and still wash your hands.
Yeah. Don't try to have any of this vaccine tourism nonsense happening.
Yeah.
Please.
Please, so we can live a normal life one day.
Yeah. Final anecdote and then we'll say bye for real. Final thing. It's a funny one. So yesterday, as you guys may know, I've been going into the office twice a week, working from home 3 days a week. So yesterday was the first day where I'm driving back home and I'm like, I used to do this every fucking day. I used to go into my office. I used to drive an hour and a half to Brickell and back. I did this every day. I wore pants. I wore a bra every day. It hit me like a ton of bricks as I'm like driving listening to Nicole Byers' Why Won't You Date Me podcast, and it's just like I'm like, what the fuck, this is so dumb. Going into an office is so dumb. Why are we doing this? To my employer, if you're listening, listen, I love having my job. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, but I would love to stay working from home. Because that drive to and from Brickell, she rough. But yeah, it was the first day where I was like, wow.
This is the truest statement ever shared.
Wow.
About anything. No, but really, it's not easy out there.
At all.
I commend you. You used to do that every day.
Every day. Actually, every day. Every day.
You would have to wake yourself up and prepare for that drive.
Not day. Even at night, pack my lunch, make sure that I have everything by the door. I am pretty good about that. Like being ready to just wake up, brush my teeth, put on my clothes, and walk out the door. But I needed to make sure every night I had everything ready to go, like all these different things. I would have breakfast at work, like whatever. Because I cannot eat immediately after I wake up. I can't do that. So like, it's officially hit me that I was like, bro, every day the same thing, and the putting on the pants and like putting on a bra, kissing the makeup and prepping for an event and doing this and doing that. And I was like, I am so grateful to only have to go in part-time right now. So grateful. Like, now it's like to find outfits where I can swing not having to wear a bra, but like you can't tell I'm not wearing a bra.
Yeah, just try to bring a little bit of home with you.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Maybe I don't wear underwear today.
Yeah, just something. Something that may, like you're rebelling in some way. I now have socks in my office.
Ooh.
I have socks in my office because, you know, like taking off, like putting on your heels or whatever shoes on and off. I'm like, my feet get cold. And I'm not getting up really, like other than to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, I wear socks now under my desk. Like, I was talking to my boss and I'm like, I just want you to know this is what I do now because I can't talk to people.
That's true.
Like we can't
locked really... in your little glass cage.
Yeah. So you have to make it like your home. I went to visit someone today because they had dropped off a package on our floor instead of theirs. I went to drop it off. And like, it was the first time where I'd ever seen this colleague of mine wearing a hoodie and jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You get to wear a hoodie and jeans?
No, because we're different departments, but
It
did make me very, I was like, I've never seen you so casual. It's great. I was like, it's great. I don't mean to make you feel like a way about it, but it's just great to see you in person and to see you casual. Because every time they're in a suit. But anyway.
Legit.
That's it. That's my final anecdote. I hope you guys are all still working from home, not wearing a bra, underwear, or pants.
Mm-hmm.
Just as God intended. Buck naked.
Well, perfect enough for this episode.
Yeah, as God intended.
As God intended. That's the title.
As God. That's the title, 100%. Are you going to receive it now through WhatsApp so I don't forget?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, take care. Follow us on all the things. You can follow us at Baby Lambs Podcast or Baby Lambs PCast. We're mostly on Instagram. That's really where we always live. So feel free to contact us there. You can DM us. You can whatever. You can even email us if that's a thing you like.
Yeah. Where can they email us, Ashley?
Oh, at babylambspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's us.
And next week we will come out with we're going to have our latest episode of the Hunt to Killer series where we play box 3 of 5 talking about the Starstruck series where we're trying to solve for a murder of a boy bander.
Yeah, and it is so fun. I'm loving the season.
I just want you to know that the 4th box arrived today.
Oh my God.
So we're going to have to plan another Twitch. You can also follow us on Twitch at Baby Lambs Podcast.
Yeah!
We're there too. You can watch, you could even watch that episode right now. It's on there right now, but if you'd rather wait until it's out, it'll be out next week. So don't you fret. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. So have a great evening. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday weekend. Have a great inauguration day. Hope you got paid. Hope you got head, whatever it is that you're into. Enjoy it. Have fun.
Jiggle it out. I don't know why I said jiggle it out.
Jiggle it out, baby.
Jiggle it out.
Nah, that's the name of the episode. Okay, now for real. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs Podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play, and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website,
at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.